boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I was so excited to tell you and show you my Easter Bunny Bucky's coffee mug today, which you were excited to see it. And I was like, look, 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 it's got an Easter Bunny on it. And I'm obsessed with bunnies. And then you looked at me like I was dumb.
No, I looked at you like, that's the first I've ever heard of that. You've never mentioned, I know you've gone through gnome phases. You're currently in a weenie dog phase. Mm-hmm. You're always in a Post Malone phase. This is, I have never heard of anything about a bunny obsession.
It is a hidden obsession.
Just for Easter or year round?
No, it's year round.
This is such a lie. It's literally the biggest lie ever.
It's a little bit more of a hidden phase, but I do have a bunny obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Dating back 3 years ago, neighbor man asked me to be his girlfriend on Easter Bunny Day. Easter Bunny. and he asked me... with a like scavenger hunt with Easter eggs in his apartment. So I had to like go and find all the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And then I got a bunny stuffed animal.
Oh.
And then it had like a bunny card. And then it asked me with like all these puns in it. You would have hated it.
I would hate it right now.
And you would be gagging because it was like, are you egg-sighted? I'm asking you.
Oh, God.
To be my girlfriend. Things like that. Yeah, no, she's... Are you?
I want you to keep... Can you keep this obsession a secret? Let's put it back in the secret corner of life.
I see you're grabbing your barf bag, aren't you?
I am. I'm happy for you. Love it. Cute cup. I've heard enough. Totally guilty of being that person who always has laundry on my floor because why would I put it away when I'm just going to put it on my body in a couple days?
You know what? I never really thought of it like that.
You're welcome. It's clean laundry that I have a hamper that my dirty clothes go into. But when I'm just notoriously known. When I bring up my laundry from getting washed, it goes on my floor with full intentions of putting it away. But it ends up sitting in a pile for a week. But now I can't change that habit of mine because my cat Romeo loves to sleep in the laundry, which is cute in itself. But more than anything... It makes him smell like laundry. I took a sniff on him last night. He was up on my chest in bed, and I'm just scritching him. And then I take a little kiss on his head, and I'm like, why do you smell like pink sugar from Buff City Soap? I'm like, now, wait a minute. It's because you sleep in my laundry. I can't put it away now. It makes him smell amazing. He's deodorized.
I'm glad that you could do that. Can I gross you out a little bit?
What?
Sometimes Fat Mochi, because he's chunky, can't properly clean himself, so he gets his, you know, stuff stuck on him, so we can't leave clothes on the floor, because if he did that, it would get on my clothes.
That's a Fat Mochi problem. I mean, my boy Romeo's big, but as of right now, knock on wood... I haven't had that issue, so thanks for the warning.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Since the season of The Bachelorette with Taylor Frankie Paul has been canceled, there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen to The Bachelorette franchise. Are they going to completely end it? Are they going to recast somebody new? What's the deal? We've even seen some names of other cast members from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I've seen people saying they want Layla on. They want Miranda on. But I have a different name that's been floating around for the last 24 hours. You're going to die at this. Now, this is all rumored.
Post Malone.
Rumored. No. It's The Bachelorette, so it's a girl lead.
Oh, okay.
Rumored. Nothing confirmed. Maybe fan speculation.
I'm trying to think of who I'm obsessed with. Whitney's married.
Right. Nobody nobody from Secret Lives. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you. I think it's Maura Higgins.
Ew.
Oh my God, shut up.
Really? I thought she said she was done. She was going, there's a word for it. What is it? She said she, oh shoot. There's a word that she says, I don't remember, but that she.
Done dating?
Yeah, basically, but there's an actual word for it that she said.
I'm not sure. Here's what I know.
Really?
Again, nothing has been confirmed by ABC or the franchise, but I don't know if you've ever heard of Dumois, which is like blind items. It's celebrity gossip, basically. People send in anonymous tips about celebrities, and a lot of the time they do have a little, they have credibility to them. So really? Somebody sent a tip to Dumois, which was shared on social media, that they're working to recast Bachelorette. They're staying away from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on purpose, obviously, with everything that happened with Taylor, Frankie, Paul. But instead that they're looking at Maura Higgins and that they would be doing a live version. Bachelorette normally is filmed 6 months ago and then it just now airs.
Well, you got to catch up.
That they would do a live version, which Maura Higgins does have some experience with because she was an icon on Love Island UK. So
is that live?
It's like 1 day delay, one or 2 days delayed, but basically live as you're watching.
Is that always for even US?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she would be perfect for that. And I, one thing about Maura is that she doesn't take any crap from men. Obviously she demanded a Birkin out of Rob after the traitor. So I think she has it in her.
Will she get the same men that Taylor, Frankie, Paul had?
No, I've seen rumors that they're going to be recycled to Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh.
Again, all rumors. I know nothing, but I do think.
Oh, God, I have to hear that again.
That Maura Higgins would be perfect for the role.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We've been brainstorming for the window painting situation I'm doing at Downtown Dogs Social Club because it's one of my dream jobs is to be like a window decorator. And if you have any ideas of themes or sayings or anything, please help me. You can do that on the Z102.9 text line at 319-200-1029. You had some good ideas. We've had some calls that had some good ideas. I've been noodling a little bit too, so I wanted to present some on the table before we start narrowing it down, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Something I said yesterday off the air was that Destiny's going to be signing her name to take credit but do none of the work.
Correct. But that's how I got through high school.
Right. I do know that you are obsessed with Weenie dogs right mm-hmm. now. You have a Weenie dog. We also found out that the mascots for Downtown Dog Social Club is Wiener dogs, two of them. Okay. So I'm like, could we do something Weenies and Teenies, Martinis, Social Club, drinks? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's an option. They're celebrating.
I have it.
What?
Didn't Taylor Swift sit in a martini glass in one of her music videos with another girl?
Yes, I believe that's Dita Von Teese, who's like a very famous showgirl.
Okay, sure. Couldn't you have two wiener dogs sitting in a martini glass?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't that be so
cute?
That
would be cute.
I just imagine two wiener dogs just soaking it up in a martini glass.
I'm saying.
Like it's a pool.
Yeah, could be an option.
That's an option.
I was thinking that I could do like maybe Dogcella or Dogapalooza, but you know, festival season's upon us.
Oh,
can
nice.
I do some dogs as pop stars and make funny puns like Chapel Bone? Or
you did say something like this before.
Sabrina Poppender. Or,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Musical dogs.
Yeah.
That kind of ties our thing with the dog thing. That's an option. And my last option is selfish. What if I do us as dogs?
Can I be a wiener?
Well, yes. In real life and as a dog.
I do like me a wiener.
End of sentence.
Neighbor man wants to buy me a bigger rock.
And you know what? It's not what you think. Sadly.
I'm like, that just sounds like an excuse to make you wait longer. There's a bigger one coming.
No, I'm still going to be waiting. And unfortunately, it's not the rock on my finger. No. It's a specimen, I think is what he kept calling it, which is a nerdy word for a rock. Like the kind outside.
Okay.
You know how I told you
what? A specimen to me is normally like a fungus or something. You know what I mean?
I got a specimen.
Like the specimen is what you say in science class for like something nasty under a microscope.
Kids, what kind of specimen is under that microscope?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that term.
I swear he kept saying, I want to buy a specimen this weekend. I swear. I think. I don't know. I was half listening when he told me he wanted to buy rocks this weekend.
Right.
Which is what we're doing. We're going to a rock show, which... I'm not dogging on it because I look forward to it and I'm very excited. We're going to a rock show this weekend. This is our third time going together. We went for the very first time when we went started dating 3 years ago. And this is his 10th time going.
Wow.
And we're in the car on the way to work together and he goes, babe, this is my 10th anniversary going to the rock show. And every year I tell myself, this is the year I'm going to buy a specimen. And I don't do it. Can I do it, babe? And I go, yeah. Every year I think to myself, why haven't you?
Mm.
So do it. Okay, babe, I'm going to do it then. And I said, as long as it's not ugly, I don't care.
Mm.
The thing is, he likes agates, I think is what they're called. I think those are ugly. No disrespect if you like them. I just think they're brown and they're ugly. Luckily, he says you can't get a gigantic agate, so I don't have to worry.
Okay.
I said, just make it look pretty and you can have it in the living room. That's all I care. Yeah, I know.
Question, how big is the rock?
I don't know. I was going to let him get one that's about the size of our heads.
Oh, wow. And then my follow up was, where is he going to put it? Is it an outdoor or an indoor rock?
I told him, if you're going to spend that kind of money, it better be indoors. You ain't going to put that thing outside. If you're going to spend, I would assume, $200 to $500
on. Oh my God, I didn't know we were talking that kind of money.
Well, I think you are.
I don't know.
It's a specimen.
I don't think that's right. I'm back to that. I don't know if that's right.
I've been just saying some stupid word on the radio. I think he's going to spend that kind of money. You better not be putting it outdoors.
No, fair. That's fair.
No, he better put it in the living room. Only if it's pretty. And then if it's not, it goes in your gaming room.
Mm. So are you going to be part of choosing out the said specimen?
No. See, now you're using the word.
No, I don't feel right saying it. Sounds like you're going to the clinic or something.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
There are a few things that signify spring is here to me. Number one, the grass is green. I just turned around not even 20 seconds ago and was like, oh my gosh. In the last day, for whatever reason, the grass is ridiculously greener outside. Number two.
She turned on her dad mode.
I did.
About 30 seconds ago when she said that.
Somebody called the lawn care. That signifies spring, but also garage sale signs start going up.
Mm-hmm. I have that.
Nothing better that signifies spring and summer.
I literally was pulling out of the driveway this morning and I looked left and right like as a responsible adult, right? And I was like, wait a minute, neighbor man, what does that sign say over there? He goes, I think it says it's a garage sale. So we slowly drive over. No. It was not a garage sale. It was an estate sale. Now, I've never been to one.
Me either.
I've always wanted to go.
Me too.
RIP, but I want to go.
Oh.
Well, I feel like you got to pay respect, don't you think?
Well, yeah, for sure.
But it's funny because I feel like last year I said, this is going to be my year for garage sales. And then I didn't do it. I chickened out. But I think I want to say it this year. This is my year for garage sales. I just need to carry cash more.
Same. I aspire to be one of those people that always just has cash on them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a garage sale sign, you're able to just pull off. And then you leave with something probably really magical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that.
Why can't we be like more with the times? Why can't I Apple Pay you?
You know what you probably could do is Venmo them, but you are a hypocrite and you're not with the times. So if Destiny comes to your garage sale, say that you are only accepting Venmo.
I got PayPal.
Literally, probably so does grandma.
I got Facebook Messenger payment, I think is what it's called.
Well, that sounds not sketchy at all. How about Bitcoin? Yeah, Bitcoin. God.
No, but I can.
Just download Venmo. It's that simple.
I know that we have talked a little bit about my trauma from, you know, time to time over the last like 3 years on this show, but we've just kind of like glossed over it. And I'm cool with, you know, going more in depth.
Dumping.
I love to trauma dump. And we've talked about that. I like to trauma dump. The reason I like to do it is because I'm a firm believer, just for me, and I know that everybody doesn't like to do it, and that's cool. I don't think you should have to do it. But the reason I like to trauma dump is because, for me personally, I feel like when I do it, people will understand me more of why I do certain things and why I say certain things. Because when you know my trauma, you'll be like, oh, that's why she goes into fight and flight mode. That's why she reacts that way, because of what she had to deal with when she was a kid, you know?
Right.
So when I was younger, before I was even 10 years old, there was a day, this is a serious story. My mom just like randomly started packing white van. I had no idea where this van came from. Just started packing her stuff and she said nothing. And she was packing her stuff and my older sister's stuff and my younger sister's stuff. And I still had another older sister. None of her stuff was getting touched and none of my stuff was getting touched. And then she just left with my older sister and my younger sister. And then left me and my other sister there. Mm-hmm. We were just left with nothing. Right. Like, we were like, what's happening? What's going on? And I remember calling my dad at work and we were like, my mom just left and we have no idea what happened. Fast forward a couple months later, I dealt with a lot. Here's where the trauma comes in. I dealt with a lot of months and years and still even to this day, I deal with a lot of like, why didn't she pick me? Like, why didn't she pack my stuff to go with her?
Right. Why did you choose two and not the other two?
Exactly. Like, was I not pretty enough? Was I not smart enough? Was I fat? Was I ugly? Like, am I dumb? All these things, like, still in my mind go around and around and around in circles. And I'll be honest with you. Am I grateful she didn't pick me? Abso-freaking-lutely. Right. Did I have a fantastic childhood with my dad? Yes. He gave me the childhood I could have imagined. He gave me all the things I wanted to. Like, I got to go on band trips, and I got to do things and hang out with my friends and all the things I wanted to. So I had a really great childhood. I'm grateful. But, of course, you still always wonder, like, why a parent didn't pick you. Like, why my mom... I didn't get to have a relationship with my mom. So I'm always going to have that trauma. I'm always going to have that mindset circulating.
Right.
And I'm bringing this up because we're going to get into some things this hour that I want you to remember, those things that are always going to circulate. And I'm probably going to have this at 60. You know?
Well, yeah, no, that's actually real. It sticks with you, especially parent stuff.
Yes. And I'm always going to have that even, you know, in other situations too.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going to be like, oh, why am I not good enough? Why am I not smart enough? Things like that. So I still have that to this day is where I have those thoughts.
It all ties back to the one thing.
It does. Exactly. We were just talking about my childhood trauma and like how it just affects my brain. So when I was younger, my mom walked out from my childhood. And I really, really struggled with that. I kind of wondered for many years and still to this day why she didn't pick me. Was I not good enough? Was I not smart enough? Pretty enough? Things like that. And I still struggle with that. And that affects relationships to this day. Friendships, relationships with even neighbor man. For instance, if we have any disagreement, this could be in like a fight, right? This could be even just like a little bickering moment. Let's say we're arguing how to plug in a toaster. It could be as dumb as that, okay? If we have a disagreement about that, my mind goes into, oh, he doesn't love me anymore. Oh, he wants to break up with me. Oh, we're going to break up. Uh-oh, should I break up with him? Wait, do I not love him? Wait, why do I not love him? Wait, I think I do love him. uh-oh. Like, my mind goes into that because of my past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even with you, I know we, in this show, we've been in this show for 3 years. We've only had like two moments where we had like it was actually a miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
We've had like a little bickering or something, right? And immediately my mind goes, oh no, she wants to end the show. Oh no, we're breaking up. The show's ending. Oh no, she hates me. Uh-oh, she doesn't want to be my friend anymore. Oh no, she doesn't love me. Uh-oh. And then like my mind goes into those moments.
Mm.
But what is a normal, I would assume you're normal, right? What is, like,
I don't know about that, but.
But what does your mind do? Like, what is, like, what is your mind?
Well, I think it's a difference of someone like you who is worst case scenario in the long run.
Uh-huh. Always.
Back to a parent putting that on you, right? It's worst case scenario for the rest of your life to have to deal with that. Whereas I'm the type of person, and I don't know, this is me speaking for me, is I'm not necessarily like, oh my God, what is this going to do to this relationship in the long run? I'm more, I want to end this situation right now. I'm so uncomfortable in the moment. Either I want to be right, or I want to end it, or I want to make sure everybody's on the same page, because I don't like to be in that moment, no matter who it is. If you're fighting with your mom or a boyfriend or friend or whatever, I've never been, maybe it's because I don't like confrontation, that's my problem, that I am just thinking, how do I get out of this moment right now? How do I fix it right now? Or remedy it or walk away or whatever.
So, like, if you were to have a disagreement with, let's say, Curly, do you try to solve it in that moment, or do you walk away and then come back?
I think it would depend.
Okay.
I think it would depend. If my feelings were hurt, then I would probably want it remedied in the moment. But if I was like mad, which I've never been like blood red mad at him, I would probably need to walk away, because I'm not, I gotta blow off. I'm that girl.
She gets hot.
I gotta blow off the steam.
She gets hot.
I gotta walk away.
I've seen you get hot. Not with me, but I've seen you get.
I start sweating just thinking about it.
Girl, this has been such a fun hour for me. I love trauma dumping. I'm not gonna lie. Some might say it's been a heavy hour. Some might say it's been a fun hour for me.
Just know she's having fun doing it.
I know. I really have been having fun. If you know me, you know I love to trauma dump.
Mm.
This has been so much fun. But I've been talking a lot about my childhood trauma and just how it's been affecting me still to this day. And honestly, it's never going to go away. Let's just be honest.
Well, that's the crappy part about things from your parents, is it doesn't leave.
No,
good or bad.
No. And just kind of like how it affects me still to this day, how it affects my relationship with Neighbor Man, how it, affects you and other relationships, things like that. And the whole reason I'm bringing it up is because, well, it's starting to just really like trigger me, and it's how it's like just starting to come up more for me is because, well, I knew in my last relationship, which I was with him for about 6 years, I think deep down I knew things weren't good at like the 2 year mark, but I was trying so hard to make things work. I wanted everything to make that relationship work. So I would try, and I'd be like, okay, we're in a good month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're in a good 2 months. Okay, everything's fine. And then it would be bad again. And then I'm like, okay, it's another good week. And then it'd be bad again. But I knew at that two-year mark, it was actually not good. And I should have listened to myself, and I didn't. Well, I'm at that two-year mark with Neighbor Man.
Mm.
And things are good. Don't get me wrong. Things are good. But there's just that thought in my back of my mind that I'm like, okay, well, we're at the 2 years mark. Should it be bad?
Mm.
I'm like, tick-tock. It should be bad, right? Right? So I'm just like letting my past become a problem for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I need to not let it be.
Well, and the issue is if you look for things that are bad, then the bad things are going to start coming.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I had not the same situation, but I will say the first boyfriend that I ever lived with, the only other guy before my boyfriend, Curly, I knew after living with him less than 6 months, this ain't it for me.
Mm-hmm.
We can't cohabitate. This is just no bad blood. It just wasn't going to work. So then when I moved in with my boyfriend, Curly, I told him, I straight up, I jokingly was like, well, I knew in 6 months with the last one, so keep your sweaters packed. I don't know if you're going to make it for the winter.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Because I was like, well, I don't. Does that make you nervous that it didn't take me that long to realize this isn't going to work. And he was like, no, because I'm not going to be like taking notes of, well, she didn't say good morning to me on Saturday, December 1st. It's like, because that shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter how long it is. So I wasn't paying attention. And then here we are. We've been living together like almost 2 years now. It's fine.
I have a question.
What?
Did that man keep his sweater packed for 6 months before you allowed to unpack?
I think he probably still has some sweaters packed because I'm so unpredictable. Our April Fool's Day prank?
We ain't doing planks.
You will not catch me dead doing a plank on April Fool's Day.
No, sorry. I don't know what she's talking about over there, but that is not us.
Won't be doing that.
It's those other girls in the end.
Yeah, the other ones. You know, the other ones.
The funnier ones.
The fitter ones. Who can plank for 4 hours. No, we're not planking, but we are upgrading, I will say. Not just pranking. We're taking an airwave adventure, all right? Mm-hmm. We started with the goal of getting on every radio station in our building. Because if you didn't know, now you do. There's 4 radio stations that are our brothers and sisters. Well, including Z1 and 2.9. Hey, that's what you're listening to right now. You have 1600 ESPN, which is the sports station down the hall. Then there's X107.5, which is just 2 doors behind Destiny, which is alternative music. And Smart FM, which is 80s, which is in a closet. Basically.
It was a cleaning closet one time.
And now it's a radio station. And you know what? There's not locks on any of those doors. So we're saying, we know how to turn on a microphone. You can't get in trouble if it's a prank on April Fool's Day. We've never gotten to be on those other stations.
No, when they pull us into HR, we're going to say, now not a boo-boo, happy April Fool's.
Yeah, you got pranked, dude. But then, okay, so we've been making some good headway on all of those. Those are going to happen. Unless HR steps in which case I say, this has all been a lie. You've heard nothing. But we kind of have been like, why stop there?
Uh-huh.
Let's get on other airwaves that aren't in this building.
You said let's just start calling them.
Yeah. Beep, did you find any phone numbers? I told you, you have to make the phone call. I don't like to talk to people on the phone.
I just search radio stations. Missouri. Radio stations, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just going to start putting in phone numbers?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
That works for me. And then we say, hey, can we be on your radio station? And you know what the worst they're going to say is no.
I really hate being told no. This is going to go real well for me.
Well, we can just hang up after that so that they don't have to hear us cry.
No, you know what? If they said no, we're going to be like, actually, we were just calling about your extended car warranty.
Pranked.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, the brackets that we filled out, a week ago, have been busted pretty much since the beginning.
Villanova, I got a bone to pick with you.
Right, yeah.
I only liked you for your name. That was it. I knew nothing about you. Head coach, nothing. Players, nothing. Don't even know where you're located.
Yeah.
Colors, don't know.
Mm-hmm. You messed that one up good. I messed mine up. But have you considered it all?
Akron?
Akron.
Oh,
dear God. Have you considered it all? If anybody still has a perfect bracket?
Probably not.
There's one.
Only one guy?
One in 41.2 million verified brackets between men and women. There is one currently still perfect so far bracket. It's a women's NCAA bracket, so they filled it out for the women's side. His name is Otto Shellhammer, and he is 14 years old. He is the coolest eighth grader in the United States of America right now because he has a perfect so far women's bracket. And he admits that he really doesn't know much about basketball.
Yep, I knew
he doesn't watch. He doesn't follow. This has been complete absolute luck that he just fills it out with his friends every year, and for whatever reason it's been working for him. He said the first game he's actually paid attention to was on Monday night when he watched the Iowa women's game. So he has correctly, so far, picked the first 48 games correctly. So that means he's 15 away from a completely perfect bracket, which has never happened before. The best verified perfect bracket, because now you put them on like ESPN.com to make sure that nobody's erasing and changing the names, was 49 games. He's one away from having, I mean, if he beats 49 and gets to 50 games, he's going to have the longest staying perfect bracket in the history of ever.
So what's the game?
I don't know. Whatever's
well,
next.
What kind of journalistic skills
well,
are
I'm they? Saying he's the only one left. I don't know what game's next. I didn't look that far.
Spencer
could tell you.
1600. Well, I got to go. Where is he? Spencer? He's doing a show. Should we just barge in there?
Well, yeah, you can go out. He's going to be like, why you are imagine? You here?
We just swing open the door. I'm like, I got a real stupid question to ask you. What's the game?
Well, I mean, you could just Google it. I could have just Googled it, but I was more intrigued that this kid's one in 41.2 million.
I just wanted to break. I just wanted to interrupt.
You don't care who's playing.
No, I just want to interrupt the live broadcast.
Okay, well, you go ahead then.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I need your help. I am desperate. Because less than a week is me and Neighbor Man's anniversary. March 31st. Also, at our anniversary. Hey, girl.
Isn't that so nice?
I'll get you something.
Well, I'm actually confused how this happened. Because, okay, so the show's birthday, hello, is also March 31st. But what did you say 2 years ago? It's your two-year anniversary? What day of the week was that? Did you get home from our birthday celebration and...
No.
No, it was a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Now it makes sense.
Uh-huh. It was in 2024.
Yeah.
I remember the day like it was yesterday.
Right, of course. Yes. Okay, so happy anniversary to you.
Okay, so now we're celebrating this Tuesday, right? And last night, funny enough, he's like, hey, honey, what do you want to do for our anniversary? And I'm like, I have no idea. And he goes, neither do I. And I'm like, well, what do you want for a gift? He goes, I have no idea. And I go, neither do I. Uh-oh. We're getting to that point in our relationship that I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I know you had the same thing with your anniversary last time with Curly, that mm-hmm. you guys were like, uh-oh, what do we do?
Can I be honest? I don't remember what we did.
See?
I actually have no idea.
See?
And that was just in October.
See?
I don't know.
What do couples do? We're getting to that point. We're getting boring.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? I don't know what to do. I can tell you one of my favorite things that our coworker Loretta does. Shout out, Loretta. I love you to death. I have always, always loved this. Her and her husband, they go to the store, they go to the card aisle, and they like separate and they look for like anniversary cards and they pick one. And then she picks one and her husband picks one. And then they look at each other and they go, here you go. And then he hands one. They hand it to each other. They look at it
mm-hmm.
and they put it back. They save money.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? I love love.
I've always loved that because it's also like, it's just another day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Realistically.
And those cars are stupid expensive.
They
sometimes.
Are expensive. However, I also know you and if you don't have anything from him, then you are going to only make it to 2 years in one day.
I will bully him if I don't get something. She is correct.
So that makes it a little
bit... Are you
bit
blowing bubbles over there with
well,
your mouth?
Yeah, now I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
I thought earlier in the show was deep. It's about to get deeper because Neighbor Man thinks his mom doesn't love him.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm being a little overdramatic. I'm not going to lie. But he does know the order that his mom loves him. Well, the order of how his mom loves, I should say. His mom loves... his younger brother. Then it goes me.
Nope.
Then it goes Neighbor Man. He went at the bottom of the poll.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious last night because his mom and the family came back from a trip. They were camping and they came back and she texted the group saying, hey, we're back. But if certain somebody wants to come over and get their presents, that certain somebody was me, by the way, just let me know. So I knew that meant I need to come over, and that means come over stat.
Mm-hmm.
So I did just that last night. And I could tell right away there was no presents for neighbor man. Which I felt bad because, well, she didn't give birth to me.
That's true. I hope that's the case.
That would be weird if we're dating and she didn't. She did. Yeah. Now that you think about that. But yeah, she got me all these gifts, and we did ask them to buy us a Bucky's inflatable. Don't ask questions, but
it's scary.
We did. And when I went to pay her for the inflatable, she goes, "Oh, don't worry. It's a gift from us to you. Happy Easter." And she goes, "Well, wait a minute. We didn't get anything for neighbor man. So tell him it's for him for Easter." And I go, "Okay, I can do that." So when I went to pick neighbor man up for after work, I said, immediately when he got into the car, I give him the inflatable and I go, "This is from your mom. Happy Easter." And he goes, "I know she didn't get me anything. She only got you stuff. Stop lying. She forgot to get me something. And this is just because she feels bad." She saw right through it. Or he did. He goes, I know the order. It is literally my younger brother, you, and then me."
And he should be so grateful for that.
But why?
Because how many times do you hear about nightmares in laws or whatever people call them? Monster in laws. People that don't get along with their significant other's moms, or the mom who doesn't approve of the girlfriend and is like, "Oh God, you could do so much better, honey." This is completely the polar opposite.
So she's obsessed.
The fact that he doesn't have to deal with you not liking his mom, or his mom not liking you, and him getting stuck in the middle and blah, 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 terrible drama, girl drama. He should shut up and enjoy the silence. The giftless, presentless silence.
All he has to deal with is if one day we break up,
Mom's choosing your side.
You're not coming to Christmas, honey, because I am.
You're taking the mom in the divorce.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
You know, sometimes when you're at the restaurant, you're looking around and you're trying not to be like super suspicious, right? But you really don't want people to see you, or the waitress or the server to see you doing something gross. Let's talk about that, because that's tonight's trivia question. 1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in a restaurant. What is it?
I'm actually, like, if any time I've feared Let's Get Quizzical, it's this moment. Who's being nasty at the restaurant?
Are you actually nervous? We've done some, like, you know, pushing the limits trivia question. You really nervous about this?
A little bit.
Okay. Push it, baby. Push it.
I just don't want to think about this when I'm, like, trying to enjoy my night out and having, like, a steak, you know?
I just cannot wait for people to get nasty on the text line just to really get Taylor, I don't know,
uncomfortable.
Score me over there.
Okay. All right. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
She hates this. 1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in a restaurant. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You know, I don't even know why I wasn't playing filthy music. Well, we're talking about being gross. It doesn't,
in most people's lives, that doesn't necessarily mean the same thing, but if that's what it means to you, then okay.
When I think gross, I think filthy. When you think gross, you think?
Yucky.
All right, you're right. We don't think the same thing.
No.
Should I cut the pony song?
I think so.
Okay. Mom, you never let me have any fun around here. When we are talking about
somebody's got to keep things in line around these parts.
She's like, I'm trying not to get us like in trouble. Tonight's trivia question. 1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in a restaurant. What is it?
You can still text in your yes to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4933 said, spit food out in a napkin.
I think I have done that.
I mean, it'd have to be pretty foul for me to be acting like that.
I think it was because it was like not cooked or something.
Yeah, if something's like raw or, I don't know, tastes bad. I don't know. I'd try really hard not to do
that. No, I try really, really hard. And then I tuck it really well so that hopefully the team
they don't have to do with it.
I try real, real hard.
Yeah, right.
Let me bring back my pony. Chris says, get handsy under the table. See, somebody's got the same mindset as
Wow.
Me and Chris are two peas in a pod.
Okay. All right.
Taylor hates it here.
I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, but you know how many butts have been on that booth?
I didn't say I was doing it. I was just saying that's where my mind was going.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't say I have done it, and I haven't. I didn't say I will ever do it, because I'm not. I'm just saying that's where my mind was going.
You know, the more taught you talk, okay, the more guilty you sound. So just keep that in mind. Anything else?
Would you like to confess anything? No.
No, please don't. 1692 said, put gum underneath the table.
I haven't.
Well, that's icky too.
Have you?
No.
Yeah, I know that was like always the thing that the teenagers, you know, we always wanted to do something like
that. Yeah, why was that like the rebellious thing? That's gross.
No, I've never
That's
done.
Disgusting. Ask for a napkin. Or I've even been like so desperate. If you have a straw on your table, I'll take the paper off the straw and spit it into that and crumple it up.
No, you know what my favorite thing is to do with that, the straw paper that you were talking about?
Yeah.
I like to tie it in a knot.
Okay. Cool fact. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's cool.
You take the straw out
of it. I know what you mean. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't. Well, you're over there spitting your gum in it, and I'm over here tying it in a knot.
Instead of putting it under the table.
Well, you're, I don't.
Making bows and stuff, I guess. I would rather that than you put nasty stuff under the table or whatever.
It's I spit my gum out in a trash or swallow it sometimes.
Okay. We got there.
1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in a restaurant. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. The answer will be revealed in 4 minutes.
Unfortunately,
like it or not, is it gonna be tying straw wrappers in a bow? I don't know, you guys.
Don't tell me you've never done it.
I'm not saying I never done it.
Have you done it?
Yes.
Because I was like, I'll literally.
I like to make paper footballs personally.
I will literally go to my glove compartment and get you one.
No, I'm good on that one. Don't worry.
You use it to make
paper footballs.
No, that's dumb. What a waste of paper. Tie it in and out.
Coming from you, man. Coming from you.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Taylor just wants to get through this trivia question. She's like, just please get the answer out already. I am so uncomfortable. Tonight's trivia question. 1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in a restaurant. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It's not that bad. I don't think. 1 in 3 people would do this gross thing in the restaurant, and that is keep eating their food if they found hair in it.
Mm.
Let's talk about it. Have you done it?
See, it's hard for me because I know that I shed.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where I'll look at it and be like, I'm like 99% sure that's my hair. You know what
same
I mean?
Same girl, same.
If it looks like it's my hair,
you just go ahead.
Just pull it out and keep it going. Now, if it was like clearly a beard hair or something, like a mustache hair, that's going to gross me out a little bit. Have I ever sent something back because there was hair in it? No, I have not.
No, I'm 100% with you. Yeah, if it looks like mine, pull it out, whatever. If it's one that I'm like, there's no way that can be mine. Like, there's been one where it's red hair, I don't have red hair, but I start talking myself into it. I'm like, well, you know, I did have red hair 2 years ago. Maybe it's just now falling out.
It's really
out.
Sticking around.
Like, maybe it's just now falling out. So let's just pull it out, you know? Like, I'll talk myself into it, you know? And I just eat it. I can't send the food back because I don't like confrontation.
Same. And I don't want them to be like, well, really? Our chef's bald. So what are you on about? Because that's probably what would happen to me.
I don't want the waiter or the server to think that I hate them or I think that
their hair
horrible.
Looks dirty and greasy. What does that mean? I don't want to eat your hair. It looks gross.
Or that because I'm giving it back that they're not going to get a tip. You're still going to get a tip. Trust me. I don't think it's you. It's me. Yeah. I have red hair. It's probably from 2 years ago. Okay.
And that is exactly what goes through my brain too.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.